Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris back to you again with a word in season. I hadn't really pulled up my notes a little bit earlier, so I said, let me go and pull up my notes, amen, so that you can get a clarity of what I'm talking about. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking to you about the I am in our lives. And a lot of us know, amen, God, and we know him as many names, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Siskanu, and Yahweh, and Adonai Elohim, and oh my God, so many names. But there was a time when the Hebrews or the Israelites had literally gone through what God had told Abraham, that his seeds would stay in Egypt for 400 years because he had to get rid of their enemy, amen, praise God. And the Amorites, amen, was one of them, amen, praise God. So they stayed in Egypt, and they suffered for many years up under the hand of Pharaoh. Before this Pharaoh that, amen, came forth with Moses and the Israelites, there was another Pharaoh, and Joseph was under that reign, and Joseph went in, chosen by God to do the will of God so that he could save the Hebrew or the Israelites nation, amen, because they would have perished because there was famine in the land. And today we look at this situation that there is famine in the land. Things are going on in our lives right before our eyes, and we cannot solve them. We can't bring closure to it. But God has proven throughout the many generations, the history, that he is the I am. So he goes in and he began to see the afflictions of the Hebrews, and he goes in and sends Moses. And before he sent Moses, Moses was born out of the Levitical priesthood. Well, not so much the Levitical priesthood, but he was a Levite, amen, and his father was a Levite. And so his mother bore him, and during that time, Pharaoh was having all the little boys killed up, the male children, which were, you know, a year under, killed up, because basically he was afraid, amen, of a nation that was beginning to grow, beginning to be populated in that area. And so he began to get fearful, and he literally killed up all the little male boys at that age. But Moses was a godly child, and it was seen that he was. So his mother built a little basket and put him, amen, praise God, in the river, while Miriam, his sister, watched. And Pharaoh's, amen, praise God, daughter, she went and she seen him, one of her maidens seen him, and so they got Moses, and they, well, you might as well say again, like I said, all the Egyptians began to help her raise Moses, and because of this, amen, praise God, he was raised as well-educated and knew all the crafts, skills, the government of the Egyptians, and he became a part of that family. But Moses knew his identity, and that's what we have in our walk with God. We don't know our identity with God. We don't know God as being the Lord and Savior. So in the process of doing that, amen, praise God, Moses ended up killing, amen, one of the Egyptians. And so he feared after he did what he did, and he knew and he understood that that would be found out about the Egyptian being killed. Amen. Praise God. And so they literally, amen, praise God. I'm quite sure Miriam and his mom, them, they encouraged him to leave out because he would be killed. And so he left and he went into Midian, amen, where he met his wife, amen, praise God. And one day he was tending the flock on the backside, amen, and out in the wilderness, out in the desert area, and he seen a bush that was burning. And the Bible said when he seen that bush that was burning, he turned around, amen, and he decided, he looked at it, amen, and then God began to speak to him. And he said, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came in the mountain of God, even to Horeb. Amen, praise God. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in the flame of fire and out of the midst of the bush that was literally burning. Amen, praise God. And Moses seen this here, and he began to want to know more about it. And then God began to minister to him, and he told him in so many words, amen, you go back into Egypt, I got a word for you, amen. And Moses ended up asking him, he said, who sent me? Who can I tell, or who should I tell who sent me, amen, in reference to this? And so Moses said unto God, behold, when I come into the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of Abraham hath sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, what is his name? And what is, shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, he said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. God, amen, name is most important. Amen. And in him is where you find, and his name is where you find the security that you need to go on. Just the mention of his name, the demons tremble and they fear, but just knowing that, amen, praise God, because of this, amen, praise God, we now have, amen, a relationship with God, amen, and then we have the identity of him. His name, amen, is the most important text in the Bible is in that Exodus 3 and 14. And his name literally means Yahweh or Jehovah. I am, amen, that I am. There ain't no other God. He made it known back then. And so when we call on God today, we know that we got a sure thing. We know that we can depend on him just by his name alone. Amen. Praise God. In Exodus 13 and 14, God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. I want to talk to you literally about the gods that are in the dark kingdom that are sent and set on assignment concerning us that are in the earth realm. We must learn how to take charge, amen, and destroy that wickedness. And one way to take charge that is so very prevalent is the name of God. We walk in authority in his name, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, John 13 and 14 said, anything you ask in Jesus' name, and God will do it. And so we know those names, Jesus, Yahweh, amen, Jehovah, amen, are important. I remember when I first, amen, heard the name of Jehovah, I would read it, but I didn't hear it. And when I first heard the name of Jehovah, it became life to me, rhema to me. to the point that now every time I cry out or something, if I don't call on God, I said, Jehovah, help me. Jehovah is my provider. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Jehovah is the one that rule and reign over me and my children's life. And I begin to use that name. I tell him in the middle of the night, Jehovah, help me. Jehovah this and Jehovah that. And just the mention of his name is proof that he is who he is. So, amen, praise God. He was and still is the God of Abraham. He is the God of Isaac. And he is the God of Jacob. I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac. I am the God of Jacob. Now he's walking, amen, and showing him, saying, you know, I've told you who I am, and use my name when you're talking to the Israelites or the Hebrews, and let them know that I am is coming down to help them. It's coming down to deliver them. It's coming down to bring them, amen, out of bondage, out of captivity. They had been in bondage for way over 430 years. It's supposed to have been 400 years. But sometimes delay is not denial. Sometimes God has to go in and move other obstacles out of the way because of what the enemy is doing. So we look at the situation as a life-changing thing when you call up on the I Am. It's important to call upon God's name. Buddha can't say that Muhammad been dead a long time ago, but the I Am is a righteous God. Amen. And it is imperative that we be fully developed. Amen. Praise God. In knowing who God is, in going through the process of being made. Amen. And we go through our afflictions and sufferings just like the Israelites or the Hebrews did during that time. And so it's imperative that we know how to call upon the I Am, the I Am that created the heavens and earth, that put the stars up in the sky and the sun and the moon. Amen. That causes things to, amen, be disrupted. And to the point that you know that for Satan's plan, the I Am that wakes you up in the morning, the I Am that give you a chance to see another day. I used to sing a song called Another Day, just another day that the Lord has blessed me. Another day that, amen, praise God, I got the I Am, I got Yahweh, I got Jehovah working on my behalf. Just his name alone. Amen, spoken, demons tremble. Just his name alone, amen, praise God, we are able to go through things that, amen, would have normally killed us if it wasn't for the I Am. So because of what God had did, even as far back as Abraham, all the way up to Joseph's time, and how Joseph had to go in and save the nation, the nation of famine, amen, praise God, he worked on behalf of the God that created the heaven and earth, the I Am, the Jehovah Nisi, amen, praise the God, Jehovah Shalom, amen, praise God, and the many names that God has. So Joseph went on and he did what he had and was trying to do. And he built a metropolitan nation for the Egyptians by the will of I Am, by the will of God that created the heavens and earth. God always used his name to glorify himself as well as to literally show Satan that, amen, no weapon formed against his people shall prosper. So after Joseph's time was up, a new Pharaoh came in, and this Pharaoh, amen, did not literally take it, literally to heart, amen, about what Joseph had accomplished. So he began to kill out the little boys, amen, praise God, by fear. He began to do a lot of things, but at the same time, Moses had to be obedient to God, so he used the I Am. God told him, amen, praise God. Just tell him that I am sent me. That means I ain't no other God. Amen, praise God. I am the one that created the heavens and earth. I am the one that brought things into vision. So Moses went on and he used the name of I am. And I am became a household name. And the people believed in the works of Moses because of what God's name stood for, what God represented. Amen. A God of justice and mercy and truth. I don't know what you're going through today, but you need to call on the I am that will hook Satan, that won't allow weapons to prosper, that won't allow the devil to overthrow us, because if he was then, back then, he is now the I am. If he destroyed the people's enemies back then, he will do it again. God bless you. He is the I am.